Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As Coach Rock comes in, what's up, big man? Hey, man, good to see you. It's our first conversation as Coach gets set up with the headphones. We know that we don't want to make it Groundhog Day, but because Coach has answered a lot of these same questions earlier this week, our first opportunity to catch up with you for our audience and Falcon fans to listen to our show to hear from you. So apologize. I know you.
We are not concerned with Groundhog Day. You know, you got to be really comfortable in your skin and in your preparation and things that you do and your everyday process that – It becomes a comfort, you know, like you guys are my couch, you know, I got to sit down and be able to talk to you guys and be able to actually get across the things you want to get across. So like, you know, like feel free, man. Don't right. apologize for the necessary evil we call you.
Right, man. The doctor is in. We get it. You're not going to come on the podium and say, hey, Eagles, our quarterback's not 100%. So where is Kirk? Because we did not expect to see the way the offense kind of went. Was that Zach Robinson having to adjust to where Kirk is with his Achilles?
Kirk is fine. You know, we game planned that way. It is what it is. We're going to go out there and play the game. You know, nobody sits around and talks about injuries in this game, in this business. If you're cleared to go, you're ready to go, you play the game. And we'll go out there and play the football games. And I got a lot of confidence in our quarterback. I have a lot of confidence in our offense. And we'll bounce back. You know, we do things the right way. Our quarterback does things the right way. His preparation, all the things that he's done throughout his career, the trust that I have in him, the belief that I have in him, that's not going to change. You remain unwavering in this business, man. You can't ride the emotional roller coaster that you try to make you ride, and in today's society especially. You look like you're old as me, so
yeah, I am, actually.
Our guys that kind of run this thing, man, we were trained on a different train than most, so we'll go with that. We'll go with that room.
Coach, Kirk Cousins is so good in the play-action passing game. How come there wasn't more of that in Week 1, and should we expect to see more of that as he gets progressive in the offense with Zach Robinson?
I won't tell you what you expect to see, but what I will tell you is, you know, it's harder to get play-actions and turning your back on the Pittsburgh Steelers because of what they do and how they rush. So what you try to do is do a couple of different things where you can get the play-action passes off of different protectors in different situations and different schemes. So that definitely affected some of that last week. It's not to say there was none in, but last week it didn't call for it at the time. When you're talking about trying to take deep shots versus those rushers and doing some of those different things are not necessarily the thing that you can do without certain ways you want to do it. But, you know, no excuses there. Not that you couldn't get them in. I'm not telling that you can't run a play action pass on the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I've coached in that defense. I've been around that. I know how hard and uncomfortable they can make it when you talk about those things. We got to do the things that we planned on doing in that game better. And that's what we can rely on. That's what we can focus on. And Kurt, definitely, that's one of the better things he does within his game and he's done throughout his career. So we got to find ways to get those things done.
It is Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. Carl's on vacay this week. He's a Kentucky dad, so he's up there for the Georgia.
You lose one game and Carl leaves the station.
Yeah, man, he quit on you. That's
what happens.
Quit on you, Bassett. You know what that's like, man. Texas guy. Coach is with us live inside the Ticketmaster studios. We know that T.J. Watt is that kind of generational talent. I was sitting in the stands, I realized, I think the second half we went to a silent count. It just seemed like he was really able to get some keys with the things you could self-scout and maybe clean up to not give the defense the advantage.
I'll tell you what, you know, he picked it up in that game from the things they'd done last year that he picked up from a tip, and he was able to get off the ball. And he's an excellent player. Let's not kid ourselves. So, like, I don't even know if he needs a tip. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets off so well. He plays the game the right way. But anytime you give a player like that an advantage, and we've been around that before, we've seen those kind of looks, we've seen those kind of things, not necessarily from a rusher, but from a wideout that we coached when we had Julio Jones here playing for us. He found those things and those tips within the defense. He's able to exploit those things because he's a great player. No different than TJ. I don't want to take away from any respect from that man's game by saying that he was able to key on something. That was the only reason he had a success, because that would be absolutely false, because that had nothing to do with that first play when he knifed through the backfield and made a tackle on the backfield for loss because he's a great player. And I'll leave it at that with that guy.
Coach, we got about 650 pounds of former UGA beef lining up against our offensive line coming up. But could we see some more of maybe a Charlie Warner to help out in that regard?
You know, he's definitely got to be somebody that's got to be able to go out there and help us and get some things done. You know, you always got a heavy dose of what Charlie does and what those guys are able to do. Ross and all those guys are great compliments to each other. But we got to get out there and find a way. That UGA beef is definitely coming. They were a lot of fun to watch. We watched them win championships. We cheered for them all across wherever I was, no matter what, because of the respect that I have for that program and admiration I've been able to get from them when I coached it before. But They got a lot of Eagles,
right?
And a lot, and right now they'll just be green. They'll be nameless gray faces, and we got to get out there and go attack them.
Coach Ross with us here, guys, on Dukes and Bell. As part of your evolution, like so many great coaches, you work both sides of the football, so you know offense and defense. It looked like, again, just from my two cents, we're sitting in the stands. Did you see on the tape the receivers getting the separation you wanted to see, or this wasn't enough time for the routes to develop?
We had separation, and this league is a tight windows and things of that nature, so we were able to get some of those things to do. Mooney had a great route. We had a couple good routes on curl routes. Their guys did a nice job in coverage, and some of the things they're able to do make you hold the ball and progress. And if you don't have time to progress to some of the open players, it is what it is. Like, it's the football game. It's how we want to play, and it's a game of inches. There's no doubt about it. And they got the better of the inches that day. We played their brand of football. I called it the ugly brand of football, but that's the Steelers' way. Right. I talked to Mike Tomlin a lot about how they play, how they win games, and they won the game how they wanted to win it that day. Stealing that game with the one possession and us not being able to conjure up something to get them going to make them guys open up a little bit more to absolutely unleash some of the things that we can do a little better.
I know you've answered 20 questions about Kirk Cousins' Achilles. He showed mobility moving to his left when he hit Pitts for the touchdown right in front of us. But do you feel that that shows he can do things and it was just simply a matter of rust or just there's no way to replicate the game speed that he had to deal with for the first time?
I'll definitely tell you, it definitely was different from
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For him going out there in a while. So I'll give him that, and I'll give everybody that. You got to be able to get out there and actually play, and you got to get out there and play in the time that permits for when it counts and when it matters, and it matters most on Sundays. And so he'll get better and better. I got a lot of confidence in that, and he definitely showed us he can move, he can run. We've been through all the gamuts and everything that you can do. So, you got to ignore the noise sometimes about the injuries and all those things. It's no different than any player coming back off any type of injury. No different than Grady. Grady had the success, so we didn't have to have those conversations. Kurt did not, so we're having these conversations. And we'll get back out there, Kurt will go out there and he'll bounce back for us as well as he possibly can.
As we discuss, all hands on deck against a stout Eagles defense. Tyler Allgeier only had 3 carries, but he was effective in doing so. 21 yards. Should he be a bigger part of the game plan this week?
Anytime you only get 50 plays on offense, that's always going to limit some of your playmakers. You want to be able to extend some of those possessions. So like the first drive, when he did get these possessions and he got those carries and was very effective, it was Bijan. Here comes Tyler. Boom, boom. And you're able to get the rotation going when you're able to, get some of those drives going. Or you hit some explosive plays down the field, and then you can go in and finish some of those things off because you're giving guys rest. So we got to increase the explosives, or we got to increase our number of plays in order to get all the touches that you want to get. You're never going to come out of a game getting everybody the touches you want to get them. But certainly Tyler is one of those guys that definitely deserves it. But I couldn't take it from Bijan and give it to Tyler for no reason at all. I need those guys to get those numbers up as an overall offensive standpoint and the numbers of snaps that we get within the game plan in order to get those numbers up.
We all loved it when Kirk got here, the leadership, the intangibles, everybody talking about it. Bijan saying, wow, this guy is really good. That's why I think everybody was just thrown for a loop for where things went, because you just talked about you had basically 3 empty possessions because of those turnovers. Does he come to you and say, I'll be better, coach? Do you have those conversations?
He definitely did. That Kirk is very transparent as it gets, and he's one of those guys that was very open and honest about how he felt right away. There was never any thought or any worry in my mind that he wouldn't be, because that's who he is. That's who he's been. He's always been that kind of a guy. He's always been that style of a guy, and he's always been that type of player. And I can't wait to see the bounce back.
We know how good the defense looked. It's going to be a tough assignment this week, taking on a rejuvenated Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. How important is it going to be to maintain your lanes and your gap integrity?
Oh, man, so much so. We call it shoot awareness, and you got to keep this guy contained, because you let him get out the shoot, he is a problem. And he is somebody that you got to get on the ground. He's a great guy. He's a great human, known really well from his days at Penn State, playing for James Franklin up there. He's always fun to play, but at the same time, scary to play. And those type of guys are that are all over this league that, you got to find ways to get on the ground, and we had to find a way to get him on the ground this week.
Grady looked really good. What about the new guys do, Simmons and Judon, and your impressions?
You know, Judon got the half a sack with Grady. He did some really good things for us on cap offs and running to the football and setting edges. He looked powerful. Justin was able to get out there and get a couple tackles, made a couple plays on the ball. I believe one, exactly. You know, one play on the ball out there in the flat was a really good play by him, getting up, waving a finger. Was really fired up how those guys integrated into the defense and was able to go out there and play the amount of snaps they were able to play for us. You know, like, it's a lot of credit to the coaches on his staff. It's a lot of credit to the players and the humans themselves to be able to pick up the stuff and do the stuff they were able to do to go out there and finish the whole game for us. And I look forward to those guys getting better every single week.
I know this is more of a question for your OC, but since we got you, we'll ask you. Running to the right side, it seemed like almost exclusively going to the left. Lindstrom certainly and McGarry are good going forward. And McGarry's good run blocker. Is that something maybe next time you go right after a guy like TJ Watt?
You know, you always want to go right at TJ, you know, until you don't. Until that first play of the game, he makes a play. But we always go, and that was nothing intentional. That has something to do maybe with the hash or whatever the case may be you were on when you ran some of them plays. But, you know, when you want to run the ball, you want to be effective and efficient running it both ways. We got a lot of confidence in Caleb. We got a lot of confidence in our left side and Jake and all those guys, Bergeron, Dahlman, Lindstrom, all those guys up front, we got so much confidence on it. And we didn't play our best game up front that we're capable of playing across the board. And I know we'll get better there as well. And that's just what it is. And that's just the brutal, honest conversation that we have within our organization and within our the confinements of our walls that makes it very easy and open for us to talk about this.
Coach, you've preached accountability. So has your quarterback since you got here day one. How was practice this week? How was holding those guys accountable for the things you need to improve upon?
You know, first off is acknowledging it, right? First off is bringing it up and being able to talk about it and be straightforward about how you want to do it. The next is finding a solution for it and what you want to do and how you want to go clean up your operation and be able to get some of those things done. And then the next thing to do is go out there and execute it on the practice field. So we're in our days of practice right now going through the process, but I'm fired up at where we're going. I'm fired up where we're going to be. And like I said, I got confidence in Kurt. I got confidence in the offense. I got confidence in our coaches to be able to go fix some of those things and get it done.
All right, well, let's get back to the game plan. One last question. So we talked a lot about it this week. You've already been on record saying, you know, Kirk is fine with the Achilles. Do you wish you had more reps for Penix just in case in the preseason, or the plan was the plan?
No, you know, the plan is the plan when you got Penix out there, right? When you're out there in the preseason, for Penix to go out there and to be able to operate the way he was in the game that we saw him do it in, to make some of the things that we wanted him to get done, to go through some of the progressions, to be able to talk about some of the changes and plays that we're able to see and how he saw the game, he becomes one of the guys that you can mitigate injury with, right? Taking him out of those situations, making it harder on him in practice, getting him ready to go and be able to do some of those things. So that's the plan. And then he'll be ready to go whenever he has to or whenever that comes, right? He's preparing right now because you always one step away in this game, and he's always ready to go, and his coach is doing a great job with him.
All right, big man, go get that dub up in Philly, man.
Let's go, babe.
We know those people are animals up there, man. Take the crowd out early.
Man, they're awesome, man. It's always a fun environment to go play in.
Thanks, Coach Raheem Morris, guys, our weekly visit.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card, or loan for a big purchase. And invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.